good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr.
You know what time it is. It is Friday morning. That means it's time for the Friday Morning Sports Show with Port Vikings Radio on WDOT, Port Washington. I'm Crispino alongside Matt Hassan, Lewis Blakeman, and Adam Jackman. The show is a weekly broadcast covering every varsity sport for the Paul D. Schreiber High School Vikings all year round. We are currently broadcasting on 5:30 on the AM dial every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 inside the high school. A podcast version of the show will be put up on portradio.org, for our listeners all around port. Just click the link titled Shows and click the title of our show, The Friday Morning Sports Show, and click the link in the top left corner. We're also broadcasting right now on Instagram Live. The username is Port Vikings, all lowercase one word. For our followers watching live video, you're encouraged to ask questions in the comments pertaining to our topics of discussion for us to answer at the end of the show. Now let's get right into this past week's action with the Long Island Champions boys soccer team. This morning we are joined by Savas Christopher, Charlie Gilson, and Jack Freeman, and John Naldone. We would all like to congratulate you on the title. What a feat. Alright, so just a brief recap. The Port soccer team defeated Walt Whitman High School last Sunday by a score of 2-1. When the whistle sounded and you guys realized that you were victorious, what was going through each of your heads?
Kept that with them. And, once we beat that game, that's when I knew personally, like, this is a really good team. We can take this far.
I think the fact that we had a lot of returning varsity athletes on the team, so there was very few people who this was new to, and coming into the year, everyone knew what to do. They knew how to tackle all obstacles, and we just got the job done.
Yeah, I agree with Savas. Coming from the last season, we were really prepared for this season because we all saw what happened last year when we had a fantastic team, and we figured out how to get better from last year to form a better team than we had.
I'm with John. I think it was the Sassy game that really was the turning point, because I remember going home after the Sassy game and talking to my dad, and he said we could really win this thing, and that's like when I knew that it was really possible it might happen.
Alright, so Savas and Charlie, you guys connected for the game-winning goal on the free kick against Walt Whitman in the final 10 minutes. Can each of you talk about the design of the play and the execution?
So, at practice, I remember we figured out that the main guy that had the ball was Charlie. Out of 5 times he would get his head on the ball, 4 times he would go in, 1 time he would hit the crossbar. So we knew that he was the target man on any set piece. And I don't know, I just stepped back. I saw he was in the box and released. He was there, smashed into the back of the net.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of the year, 3 out of my 4 goals have been off of headers, so that's just the type of goal I like, and Savas couldn't have put it any better. Put it right onto my head, I couldn't do anything but put it in.
So you guys talked about the impact of kind of last year's season and how you were motivated by the loss in the playoffs. Talk about kind of the impact of last year's seniors, because I know these guys are supporting you constantly. They're following your journey, along with everyone. And really, they don't get to reap in the rewards. But I think, in part, they kind of helped you guys to this moment because they mentored you. They were there last season. They, helped you become the players you are now. So kind of talk about that impact, and what this kind of means for them, even though they aren't maybe a part of this season in actuality.
I just want to give a shout out to Ryan Stevens, who, he's playing at New Paltz, but he broke his leg or something, and he's been to every game that he could so far. It's really been awesome having him come back, even though he's, still in school, to come back and watch his play, and that actually kind of motivates me, because you see him come, and he actually gives devotion to this team. That kind of proves to me that he goes out of his way to do something. He actually thinks we have a chance, and that kind of motivated me up.
Yeah, to this day, we still talk in our last year group chat, which proves that the relationship that we built and memories we built are unbreakable. And just throughout the season, having players show up at practice unannounced, like Avico, Mike, Jason, Ryan, just I feel like it pushed our team even more because we want to prove to them that, we're doing this for them because they deserved it last year.
Yeah, that team is really standing by us right now, and they're our biggest supporters at the moment. No, obviously they're a bit jealous that we're going further than they did, but in the end, they're really, really coming with us all the way, and they're part of this team still.
Yeah, that team last year was real family, and it's great seeing them come back, and to think that next year it's going to be me that's coming back. I can't wait to come back and see all the freshmen, see how they've improved. It's just, I can't wait.
Yeah, so those guys probably wish that they are part of this team, but they know that the success that this team has had is a product of their leadership, their work. But I want to talk about what would you guys have said if I told you in the beginning of the season that you were going to be competing in states this weekend?
I would have thought you were lying, to be honest. What's it called? Nobody really expected that from us. You know, we keep making this joke, 1% chance, 99% faith. You know, that's kind of struck us through the entire season.
Like, to be honest, before this, I had no idea what a Long Island championship was. I didn't know they had that in soccer. But, Port has never seen something like that, so no one was expecting that. We were just expecting a game to make it to playoffs, and then it's up in the air from there, but this year I'm happy we can say we made history.
Yeah, our initial goal this season was to win counties. We didn't even think of what would happen beyond that. And when we did win counties, we saw Long Island championship stakes. We didn't know that was going to happen. Now we're at that stage, and then the next goal is just to win states.
Yeah, during the regular season, states wasn't even on my mind. Like, it was just playoffs first, counties, and then we got the opportunity to play Long Island, and then thankfully now states, and it's just crazy.
All right, guys, so at this point, you guys have been on several varsity soccer teams, and I'm just wondering, why is it this team that got this far? Is it the talent that's so much better? Is Mr. Fish done a lot of the coaching? Is it teamwork? Why is it this team rather than the other teams?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's the talent, but we don't have star players. We've kind of emphasized that throughout the season, that we don't have one star player that kind of carries our team. We have a bunch of a really good group of guys that are able to play really, really well. And when you add that group of guys, we're kind of unstoppable. I mean, we've made it this far. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I agree with John that whatever 11 men are on the field make a huge impact. And at the end of the day, one or two stars from the other team can't beat 11 amazing soccer players on our team. And also the fact that we came into this season again as the underdogs, and every team underestimated us, joking around in warm-ups and stuff. And we just had a different mindset this year. We meant business. We didn't want to play any games.
Also, we have this unbelievable ability to recover. You know, after we lost that first game to Westbury 4-0, some people would probably be thinking that this team is terrible. They're not going to win anything this year. We came out even stronger in the next few games. After that, we lost to North Shore, which was embarrassing, and we lost to Baldwin after that, which was even more embarrassing. But still, we managed to build off of that and go on to win counties. And the same thing happened in the Wall Women game and the Sayasa game, where we were down a goal and we managed to come back. Not many teams are able to do that.
I can tell this year is different from last year. With we just have so much heart this year, and we care so much. The bond we have with our team is, I think, something that's no other team has. We're just so close, and we know each other so well, and I think that shows on the field.
So, at halftime, you guys were definitely getting outplayed by Walt Whitman. What did Coach Fish say to you to motivate you to come away with the win here and pick up your pace?
Honestly, I don't remember. I was kind of in the game at that point. all I knew is we weren't coming out here with a loss. We were going to be at LIC.
Something I'll never forget with Fishes and Stefan is that there's no tomorrow. So if we lose today, there's no tomorrow. So there's no point in not putting it all out there. And Fish personally pulled me to the side because I mentally took myself out of the game because I did the handball in the box. And he was like, "It doesn't, like, you can't let that affect your game. Like, it's 40 more minutes and we're only down 1-0. And I went to the second half clear-headed and managed to come out with one goal, one assist.
Yeah, there was a big emphasis on the fact that our season was ending in 40 minutes if we didn't change what was happening in the game. And we know that we can outplay any team. But at that moment in time, we weren't showing it. And when Fish emphasized that, yeah, we have 40 minutes left, play how you know how to play. Relax on the ball and just do your thing. It really, we took that to heart and we changed that. And we came out on top.
I'm not going to lie, at the end of the first half, I was on the sidelines kind of screwing around. And over halftime, Stefan came up to me and he said, do you even want to play? Do you even want to go in? And that, hit me. Like, if I go in, that could be a big game changer. And it just motivated me to step up and realize the moment we were in, the situation we were in, and I had to step up. Stop screwing around.
All right, so kind of this, the fan support has been unparalleled for this team. I don't think we've seen this. I don't think I've seen this kind of fan support in my time at Schreiber. So what's the support been like for you guys, you know, in school, at the games? And, you know, even you guys had a police escort back from the LIC a couple days ago. Just kind of what's that like going through your mind? How does that motivate you?
I mean, the police escort in itself, that was something special. That kind of hit me that was pretty cool. You know, when we were coming back, we had that police escort. When we come back to the school and we saw, you know, like tons of fans at the school waiting for us, that kind of made me feel like a famous soccer player. That kind of made me feel like a celebrity almost, even. You know, that the devotion from the fans, I would say, is unparalleled. You know, they're awesome, to be honest.
Yeah, the support from the fans has been crazy, and I feel like that's another factor that's pushed us to the next level. And I really feel like it started from the Massapequa game, because as a team, we were not expecting that many people to show up, let alone be that crazy in the stands. And yeah, it's just an awesome feeling, like, knowing that we were able to somewhat bring this town together. Like, I could be walking around the hallways and some freshman would be like, "Yo, congratulations," and I don't even know the kid, and like, I just feel like it just brought everyone together.
Yeah, I feel like without the fans, we really wouldn't have gone this far. And the fact that they came out to Diamond in the Pines on Sunday, too, was unbelievable, because that's an hour and a half drive. You know, we couldn't have asked for more than that, and hopefully they can come out to Stace this weekend, too.
It's crazy walking around school and having just random people I never even met come up to me and say, "Congratulations." It's crazy. I remember we had a Saturday practice after the county finals, and the Weber Middle School football had a game on the turf, and not even the Weber coach, the plain edge coach that Weber was playing against, came up to us and he said, "Yo, Port Varsity Soccer, you guys are county finals, right?" Which is just crazy to think that someone from Plain Edge knows about us. It's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing that once you win all these championships, all teams from around the island are going to know about you. But it can also be a bad thing, because more is going to be expected of you guys next year. I know Charlie Salvas and John won't be here, obviously, because you're seniors. But Jack got big shoes to fill. But I want to talk about what would you guys, who would you guys say is the most improved player on the team so far this year? Hard question.
I gotta say, Charlie, I gotta give respect to you. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but in the beginning of the year, you weren't really playing that much. But, you know, coming out and scoring the winning goal in the Long Island Championship, that's something cool.
If I had to say one player that's improved the most out of my 2 years, because I would probably have to say Minan Wang or Andrew Wang, because
Andrew Wang,
man,
Andrew
this kid Wang. Has been on varsity for 2 years, probably missed one practice because he had to do something with his family
in China,
and this kid has just done so much for the team. At practice, he works, works and works. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to find any playing time this year. But I really think he's the most improved player.
I think one player who's gone very unnoticed this season was Andrew Rego. Last year, he got pulled up to the team, and his first game, he made a fool of himself. Almost got a red card, should have gotten a red card. After that, really didn't play. This year, he came in. First game, he was told that, no, he pretty much plays like a kid in elementary school. And then he grew into a position that he wasn't used to. He started playing wingback. Never played that position before in his life. And then by the end of the season, when we were playing Farmingdale, he was asked to man-mark one of the best players I've ever played against. And that kid did not do a single thing the entire game. So he's definitely been one player who's been the shadows of the stars or the goal scorers. And he's definitely my most improved player.
It's a hard one. I think in the beginning of the season, someone who we expected would never see the field because of his history with Coach Fish and his attitude was Kevin Dindolny, John's brother. In the beginning of the season, it seemed like he wouldn't get any time on the field, but he worked, and he worked during practice, and He stepped up. He started getting time on the field, and I think he deserved it because he was really improved.
All right, so now we're going to go to a quick PSA. Since 1944, Smokey Bear has been the symbol of the protection of America's forests. More than 60 years later, he's still wearing his blue jeans, but his trademark line has received an update. It's now only you can prevent wildfires. And for good reason. The destruction of land by fire has expanded beyond just the forest. Wildfire refers to any uncontrolled outdoor fire. The year 2000 marked one of the greatest acreage losses to wildfire since 1957. 8 million acres burned that year, about the size of New Hampshire. And of that, more than 3 million acres were lost due to fires caused by humans. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council.
And a quick promo, well, obviously, we have the boys' soccer team with us today. We recommend you guys come up to Middletown High School and support the team in the state semis against Clarence. The game's at Saturday at 1:30, and our sponsors are Yummy Gyro, Arena Sports, and Healthy Kids Pediatrics.
Men's soccer.
All right.
I agree with that, Steve. You should come.
All right. Next question. So, you've got to be playing in really big games. I mean, LSC, Nassau County, now you're going to state semis, maybe states. How do you deal with the pressure after, you know, never really playing in games even close to this big?
It's tough. Especially from my point of view, I can't really win a game. I can only either tie, the only influence I can really make is tying or losing the game. You know, from my point of view, that it's like a pitcher in baseball. You can't really, especially in the American League, you can't really, like, win it. But that pressure kind of, like, lifts me up, that nervous energy. That's definitely, like, a factor in it. It makes me a better player, kind of makes me do some things that if I wasn't having that energy, I wouldn't do, which... the adrenaline kind of pushes me to do those, make those decisions.
This year, we kind of changed up the culture of the team. In previous years, we would always get our cleats on the bus, shin guards on the bus, walk out ready to warm up, walk to the bench, drop our stuff, and right away start running. But once playoffs started in the Sasa game, we actually got there about 30 minutes early, and we didn't put our cleats on, no shin guards, and we just walked on the field, and we kind of walked around 5-10 minutes and, like, absorbed the environment. And I feel like that really, like, calmed us down and just made us think it's just another game. There's nothing different from this game.
I feel like going into both those games, we were still very nervous collectively, and it showed how we weren't able to control the games in the first 15-20 minutes of both the Napa County Final and the Long Island Championship. But I think we're adjusting with every game, and we're starting to be a lot more confident in these games. And going into States, I think on Saturday we'll be going into that game starting from the very first minute this time, because the way we're able to grow with every game is really something unbelievable.
I think the pressure, I think it's good for us because it motivates us. Seeing all these other teams that are behind us and all these other towns and the whole school, it motivates us to push through and not let them down, not disappoint them. So I think the pressure is a good thing because it keeps us winning.
So let's kind of talk about this weekend's game against Clarence. How do you guys come down from the high of winning that Long Island Championship? How do you go in the next day and be like, okay, now we got another challenge. Now we got practice. I think, you know, for me personally, it, you know, when I'm preparing for a game, I think, you know, we did nothing now. Do you guys have the same mentality? Is it kind of just work and preparing for this next game and thinking it's a new challenge?
Yeah. It's partially, you know, it's partially that. It's also partially that we actually have the talent to compete against these guys on winning the Long Island Championship, winning county finals, beating the sixth team in the state. That kind of makes me feel like proud of myself. It gives me like the not the motivation, but the confidence to, you know, realize that we're actually something special and we can do this.
Throughout our whole playoff run, every time we beat a team, Oceanside, Sio, Farmingdale, the next day at practice, we kept telling each other we haven't won anything yet until the Massapequa game. And personally, I was worried because I thought a majority of the players were going to be like, okay, we made it this far, we won, we made history, we're done. But I made a point at practice that we're not done. And let's not just make history, let's set a record so no one can ever beat us. So we moved on to the LIC, won that game, and now at this point, there's no point in not winning it. We're going to take it home.
Yes, like Sava said, our next goal is to win states. And the fact that we won the Long Island Championship in Nassau County Final is it's irrelevant at this point. We'll have plenty of time to celebrate later, but right now the only thing that matters is states.
These two boys right here, Sava and Jack, do a great job keeping everybody in check during practice. If they see any funny business going on, like, they just keep everybody working hard, and that's what we need. We need everybody to keep that mindset that it's not over, we're still going, we have two big games this weekend, and they do a great job to keep everybody on the right page.
All right, so on behalf of all of us, we'd all like to wish you good luck tomorrow. We're all coming up for the journey. We're all coming up to Middletown High School to support you guys. We're going to be doing a live broadcast on the Instagram Live from the press box. We'll also have people on the field, hopefully. So we're definitely very excited, and congratulations, and you guys aren't done yet. Let's prove something.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so that wraps up our show today on the Friday Morning Sports Show. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you.